News, I'm Liz Palka. President Donald Trump arrived on Capitol Hill in Washington on Wednesday, hoping to keep his party on the same page on the 19th day of the partial government shutdown.
Mr. President, how much longer can this shutdown last?
We need border security. We will have border security. Tremendous Republican support, and I think we're going to win.
What's your message to Republicans?
His visit a day after making a primetime televised address to push for funding for his long-promised border wall with Mexico. President Trump argued Tuesday night the wall was needed to resolve a security and humanitarian crisis. Democrats in response accused President Trump of appealing to fear, not facts, and manufacturing a border crisis for political gain. Trump has invited Democratic and Republican congressional leaders to return to the White House to meet with him later on Wednesday. The U.S. Embassy in the Democratic Republic of Congo is warning Americans to leave the country before election results are announced. The embassy in Kinshasa posted an alert Wednesday that said Americans in Congo should make their departure plans. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Riot police have been deployed outside Democratic Republic of Congo's Electoral Commission headquarters, with results from its chaotic election expected later on Wednesday. The security presence is a visual reminder of Congo's precarious position, and residents fear a disputed result could tip the country into fresh violence.
And that was Reuters' David Doyle. The December 30th election to choose a successor to President Joseph Kabila was meant to lead to Congo's first democratic transition of power in its 59 years of independence. But results have been delayed amid accusations of voter fraud. This is VOA News. The U.S. trade delegation in Beijing is